This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2013. Getting into the middle of the month here. Only so many more shopping days left before Christmas. So go out there and max out your credit cards on Christmas goodies or the terrorists will win. And the retail numbers are starting to come in. They are not good. And what amazes me are all these money junkies in the retail sector wringing their hands and saying, I don't understand why people aren't buying the latest generation of stuff. I mean, we'll make sure it lasts at least until the warranty's over. We don't have any money out here. And that is a glaring reality that the financial system and Congress seem absolutely determined not to recognize. Their solution is, we'll solve all our problems. We'll take more money away from the American people. They've got lots. They're hoarders. They're hoarding their money in savings accounts, to loosely paraphrase Yellen. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, managing our Truth Warp Drive, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And again, I want to start on the topic of human-caused global warming, which we've been hearing the harangue since the 1990s. The world is warming. There's a hockey stick. It's going to broil all over. And satellite data has confirmed that in the summer of 2010, meaning the winter below the equator, an all-time record low temperature for the entire planet forever since they started keeping records was reached in Antarctica, 135 degrees below zero. Okay. So, what we're going to do, I have to send a message to our control room technician here. Got interesting in Chicago because apparently they were having a sporting event there. And the fans sitting in the stadium are drinking beer, which I guess is part of the ritual of sporting events, and the beer started to freeze in the cups. Chicago had its coldest December night for the last 18 years, and of course that goes to before this whole nonsense about human-caused global warming was being promoted. Apparently a Champions League game between Galatasaray and Juventus in Turkey had to be called off because of the heavy snow. And I'm going to keep hitting this because we're seeing all of this global warming nonsense, including that pathetic commercial by Greenpeace with Santa Claus saying, oh, because of global warming, the pole is going to melt and Christmas may be canceled. And that sets a new low for attempting to manipulate the issue by going through the children. Now, the upside of that, as I mentioned yesterday, is when Christmas comes and the presents are there, all the kids are going to realize that Greenpeace was just full of it. But they're trying to pull out all the stops to keep this little hoax going because they are desperate to trick you into paying carbon taxes, into buying carbon credits, and to let some global environmental authority tell you how to live your life. Not going to happen. Now, moving on to the financial news here, and the markets are down a little bit today on the earnings reports. And we're seeing dueling rumors on Wall Street. Earlier in the week, there were rumors that the Fed was going to taper. That, of course, drives the market down, and anybody who short-sold stocks before the rumor was put out, now they can make money on the short sells. Now we're hearing Gregory Manarino, almost butchered that one, saying there will be no Fed taper. And you need to look at all these reports being put out, because just putting out a report, even if there's no foundation for it, will drive the market up and down. And if you're in a position to take advantage of that, you buy a bunch of stocks, say Fed's going to continue tapering, the market goes up, you sell, you make a profit. Or you short sell a bunch of stocks, put out a rumor that Fed is going to cut tapering, that'll drive the market way down, and you make money on the short sale. It's all manipulation and fraud. And these financial institutions and financial media are not reporting on what's going on. They're merely reporting whatever it takes to make a fast buck for themselves and their backers. Now, a lot of people have been talking about, I'm going to take a little break away from this because I got a lot of email about this nuclear power station in Arkansas, where there were reports of a major explosion and the reactor is shut down, and everybody's saying, oh, it's a new Fukushima, it's a new Fukushima. Well, the official story we are getting is that one of the power transformers that take the electricity from the nuclear power station and distribute it into the network exploded. Now, these transformers do explode from time to time, and they do make a horrendous blast when they go. I've seen more than a couple of these things go during my long life, and so far, I have no reason to doubt that story. So let's calm that down here. But it does show just how fragile our infrastructure has been allowed to become, decaying over the years. Lack of maintenance, lack of upgrades, just, you know, keep it working, and, you know, we're on a wartime economy here. We can't spend money on the people in the nation. We got to buy bombs and so forth. More concerns being raised over an Investment Watch blog that the trillion-dollar student debt bubble is getting ready to burst, because all these college students were lured into taking out these very heavy student loans to go to college with promises that when they came out of college, they would find high-paying jobs to make it easy to pay the loans back. It didn't happen. We have recent college graduates working at fast food restaurants, supermarkets, gas stations, pretty much down, Walmart at minimum wage. McDonald's has started requiring a bachelor's degree just to be a cashier. Which tells you what a bachelor's degree is worth in this country right now with the current state of education. And so all these student loans, they're floating along, they're backed by the government, but it looks like they've been bubbled up again. It's a bubble, get into student loans. And yes, some student loans were bundled as investments like they were doing with the mortgages back in 2008. So it's another disaster getting ready to happen. The losses will be dumped on the American people because the government backs the student loans. And Wall Street will go on doing this because the U.S. government will not arrest and prosecute these criminals. It was set as national policy in 2008. The government never goes after the big, powerful bankers. They're busy slapping around a lot of small fry to try and convince the American public that the government is still in charge of the financial sector and the nation, but they're not. Because if this government was really in control, all of these con artists who created this mess with the mortgage-backed security fraud, they'd be in prison, just like they did in Iceland. The fact that the U.S. government has not followed the Icelandic pattern proves they're not in control anymore. The financial centers have bought the U.S. government by buying up treasury bonds with instantly created out of thin air money. They're buying the government out from under the American people for little more than the cost of ink and paper and a few computer keyboards. Meanwhile, while Congress thrashes about the new budget deal, they're also, of course, talking about the 2014 federal government budget, and 51.4% of that federal government budget goes to military spending. We're in a wartime economy. They're taking your money, they're spending it for war and conquest, and nothing is coming back to take care of our infrastructure, to take care of our kids, to take care of our fragile population. We've got homeless people who are starting to die in this intense cold. It's a wartime economy. They don't want to admit that, but that's what's going on. We are all paying a price right now. Even those of us not in the military, we're paying a heavy price for this war to support the bankers' desire that the dollar go on being the international trade and reserve currency. And that's what this war is really all about. Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. That's really what it's all about. It's not about Syrian chemical weapons and Iranian nuclear weapons and Iraqi nuclear weapons. It's all about maintaining dominance of the dollar so that America gets a piece of the action of all global commerce, specifically the American bankers. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy. And, of course, earlier this week, we're seeing this. Oh, the unemployment rate, it's down to 7%. There's a lot of new job creation in November, which, yeah, it's the start of the holiday shopping season, and a lot of minimum wage, temporary retail jobs are created, but they'll be gone in January. Now, we're seeing this article coming out of Blacklisted News about how even that official number is contradicted by the U.S. government itself. Because one of the various names for unemployment calculation numbers is called the U6. Now, this rate counts workers who have been unemployed and discouraged, for what they put, for less than 1 year. We know there's a huge number of Americans who've been out of work for longer than a year. They've run out of benefits. They've quit looking because there are no jobs. That's the hidden unemployed. CNN even called them that. It's something like 88 million Americans. So even the Bureau of Labor Statistics is admitting that the U.S. unemployment rate, including people who've been discouraged about finding a job for less than 1 year, is 13.2%. And yet we're getting from the government and the corporate media, oh, it's 7%. We're in a recovery. We're not in a recovery. We'll never be in a recovery as long as we are enslaved to a private central bank issuing all of the currency as a loan at interest. It is impossible to recover from that debt trap because by design, that system creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, which is what leads to this desire by governments to conquer other countries and take their wealth to try and balance the books. Private central banking inevitably leads to war. Before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three. Apparently, J.P. Morgan is buying into Bitcoin in a big way. And Bitcoin, unfortunately, because of the way it is set up, can be manipulated by those who own significant blocks of it. J.P. Morgan has also applied for a patent for an anonymous online payment system that parallels Bitcoin. It was bad when Silk Road was doing it, but good when J.P. Morgan does. So they're getting ready to hijack that and turn it to their own ends here. Here, techdirt.com, USTR says Trans-Pacific Partnership must be kept secret because the public is too stupid to understand it. Quite the contrary, the Trans-Pacific Partnership must be kept secret because the public is smart enough to understand exactly what they're doing. It's an attempt to tear down more financial controls across borders. It's an attempt to impose draconian intellectual property controls, which are actually harming commerce far more than they're supporting it. Meanwhile, Lloyd's has been fined a record £28 million for pushing their advisors to sell unsuitable insurance and investments. In other words, insurance and investments that are really not appropriate for the customers. Too expensive, in a completely different area. And apparently Lloyd's was threatening their salespeople with 50% pay cuts if they didn't hit the sales targets. And so Lloyd's has been fined a record £28 million, which of course represents just a tiny fraction of the wealth they accrued with these disreputable tactics. We're going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing today there, brother? Hey, you know, Michael, I wanted to talk about, like you were talking about with this holiday season, with this horrible, horrible situation with, everybody's spending money and everybody's doing good and everything's fine and all hunky-dory. Well, you know, I saw something yesterday, Mike, that blew me away. They were talking about these CEOs, and two of them, one was from McDonald's and the other one was from Starbucks. And I saw a picture. I didn't get into the article, but I just saw the CEO for McDonald's with his hands up in the air on the side going like, what's up or something. They were saying, Mike, just listen to this. They were saying that the CEO for McDonald's makes over $9,000 an hour for his pay.
Yes.
Starbucks, that CEO makes up over $8,000 some dollars an hour. Okay, now if you look at the other side of it, You talk about the, which I love you, brother, talking about all these unemployed that have been, and you go on with that, Michael. This has been going on 3, 4, 5 years, let alone a year, of the people that haven't found jobs. So you look at the other side of those CEOs, the average McDonald's worker, Mike, only makes $7.73 an hour. Now, how is a person in this day and age when saying that you have to pay $10,000 deductible for insurance if you get cancer, or putting, let alone gas in your tank of your car, and just trying to survive, like you were saying, Mike, then buying food? And that isn't even tackling your power and light bill, your water bill, or your homeowner's bill. So this just goes to show you the rich and the poor in this country. And I wanted you to comment on that if you could. And aloha, Mike.
Well, you're aloha, and thank you for the call. The problem is we have evolved a corporate and governmental culture where people are only looking out for their own immediate good, power, profitability. And nobody's maintaining an overview. Nobody's up there saying, look, we have to figure out a way to get more money back into the hands of the consumers and taxpayers before we can turn around and take it. And nobody is doing that. That's supposed to be the government, the federal government's job, to maintain the overview, what is best for the nation as a whole. And that means adequate supplies of currency flowing through all levels of society into all necessary sectors of investment, and to basically stand as an arbiter between the greed of the rich and powerful and what is best for the nation as a whole. And this government has completely abandoned that role. They're totally cozied up with the financial forces, and that's the classic definition of fascism. And everybody in government and corporations are thinking about, I want more, I want more, I want more. And nobody is seriously thinking, how do we get wealth out into that economy so that we can then turn around and pull it back into ourselves? In other words, how do we create an economy where Americans can transform their labor into good wages and salaries so they can turn around and buy the products being sold in the supermarkets and shopping malls, so that they can pay the elevating taxes, so that they can pay for Obamacare? It's a completely botched policy when you're thinking about just how to take away from the population and not how do you get that population to a place where they can meet those demands. And that's why the system's going to fall apart. And the closer we get to that final collapse, the more and more rapacious we will see the behavior of corporate leadership, bankers, and politicians. It's all going to be about grab, 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 looting the nation, literally strip mining what's left of the wealth of the nation before it all collapses and they skedaddle off to the Cayman Islands with their wealth and spend the rest of their life on the beach laughing themselves silly at how clever they were and how dumb the American people were to let it happen. The nation is hideously out of balance politically. It is hideously out of balance economically. And behind all of it, what causes the instability is private central banks issuing all of the currency as a loan at interest. Now, when this nation was started, yes, banks are necessary. Banks can serve a useful function of collecting and unifying capital for investment. But banks had to rely on savings deposits. And as debt would go up, people would stop borrowing from the banks. It was a self-correcting, naturally stable system. But under private central banking that issues all the currencies a loan at interest, you don't have that choice anymore. Simply by handling currency, you are handling money that is the proceed of a loan at interest from that bank. And that is what is destabilizing our entire society. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful.
a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is having their end-of-the-year fundraising drive. We need the support of you, the American people, in order that we can serve the American people and not vested corporate interests. And we have a message here from Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. I'm Tex Mars. I understand that RBN is having a financial problem now, and I want to help out. I'm going to personally give. And would you also give? Think of all of the wonderful programs at RBN. I'm on many of them myself as a guest. And I would hate to see RBN not exist. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you hate to go to your computer and it's just not there anymore? We've got to help RBN. Wonderful programs, patriotism, pure American truth, RBN. You can make a donation by credit card or PayPal. Simply go to republicbroadcasting.org. Thank you. I'm Tex Mars.
And absolutely, it is essential here because the big corporate media, they're not there to serve the public interest. They're there to serve the corporations and the government. Even here in the independent media, those networks that are very well funded from a few select supporters are serving the interests of those supporters. Republic Broadcasting is truly serving the American public interest because we're not getting big checks from the government or large corporations or shadowy non-governmental organizations. We are supported entirely by our advertising and by donations from you, the American people. $5, $10, $20, it doesn't matter. Every little tiny bit helps to keep us on the air, to keep replacing and repairing equipment as it breaks down constantly. And a reminder, if you donate $100 or more, you will get a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, a Republic Broadcasting mug, and bragging rights to tell your friends and family that you support radio that serves the public interest in these very, very dark times. Now, you can go to Republic Broadcasting. You can hit the little donate button up at the top there, republicbroadcasting.org. You can also, this being the Christmas season, you can buy physical silver and physical gold, which are very good things to own and to give as gifts. And if you go to the Republic Trading Group, and there's an ad for them at my website and the Republic Broadcasting website, a portion of the proceeds from those sales also goes to support our on-air broadcasting activity. Finally, you can call 800-724-2719 and make your pledge there. And what Tex Mars is saying is true. You could wake up easily one morning and Republic Broadcasting just isn't here anymore, because we are truly the People's Radio Network and we rely on you, the people, to keep us going. All righty. Well, enough on that topic, and I do hope you'll chip in. It's Christmas time. We're deserving of a little Christmas gift on your list. We've been good little boys and girls this year, depending upon who you ask, of course. Getting back to the economy and people who have had very jolly Christmases over the year, new evidence is surfacing in the case of Bernie Madoff with the loot. Now, Bernie, if you will remember, co-founder of NASDAQ, had more money than any human being could possibly spend in a single lifetime, but it wasn't enough, and he ran this Ponzi scheme investment scam for 12 whole years that cheated his own investors out of $65 billion, and a lot of the losses from that fell, as usual, on the American taxpayer. And the official government story is he was kind of operating in isolation. We already know that the Securities Exchange Commission had been notified by Harry Markopoulos that Bernie Madoff was running a pyramid scam. The SEC investigators went over there. They didn't investigate Madoff. They handed in resumes. They wanted to be part of the party. Now new evidence is surfacing indicating that NASD and FINRA, which are supposed to be keeping an eye on this sort of thing, knew something funny was going on and did nothing about it. This government will not hold the out-of-control Wall Street financial empire to account. They'll do a little wrist slap on TV news to make it look like they're still in control, but clearly they are not. A lot of concern here over the latest banking scam, and that, of course, you've heard it before, negative interest. If you have your savings money in a bank savings account in the good old days, you'd be paid interest because the bank is using that money to go out and make loans, to leverage, to engage in fractional reserve banking. They make a lot of money off your savings. They don't just take it in once and loan it out once and ride the straddle. They'll take every dollar that you put in your savings account, and they use that to create 10 new dollars that loaned out at interest. They're making huge amounts of money on your savings, and you should be getting a portion of that for the use of your money. But now banks are saying they're going to charge negative interest because, after all, they're storing your cash, and they don't really need it because they can just create it out of thin air. It's a good reason for you to take your savings out of the bank right now. Bring it home as cash. Put it into physical silver and physical gold. Bury it in a mayonnaise jar out behind the pineapple plantation and take your money out of the bank. What good is it keeping your money in the bank when they're charging you to keep it there. And even worse, they're talking openly about bail-ins, where the bank is simply going to say, we're sorry, we need your savings account more than you do, and we're going to grab it. The Bank of England is saying a U.S. bail-in could happen virtually at any time, could be today. Same thing they did in Cyprus. They called it the haircut. It was actually a scalping or a castration, depending upon your point of view. Over in Germany, which has been bearing the brunt of the financial stress of Greece, Cyprus, Spain, France, because so much of Germany's wealth is being transferred to try and balance the books and keep that boat afloat. Now the German cities are being driven into huge amounts of debt because the system creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. You could picture the European Union as a large wooden boat sitting in the water. And in the bottom of the boat, there are 10 holes letting water in, and there are 9 corks. And virtually everything the European Central Bank does to deal with the crisis involves yanking a cork out of one hole, pounding it into another hole in full view of the press cameras while screaming, I'm working on the problem, but the water still comes in and the boat is still sinking. And until you get rid of that mechanism that creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt, you're not going to have enough corks to keep that boat afloat, and that is just the way it is. We're going to grab some phone calls here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, great show as always.
Thank you.
Question. I know there's some people that are out there in the listening audience that are curious about where they can send money orders to RBN. Some people don't want to have things on credit cards or any electronic receipts of payment, you know, just because all the things that they read in the alternative.
No, I understand that, and you know, you can send cash and postal money orders and everything. And as John recommended when he was on the air the other day, it's probably a good idea to wrap it around in some tinfoil because postal workers aren't paid very much. And it's Christmas, and things do disappear from the mail. I remember when we were still living over on the other side of this island, and we were constantly sending out music CDs of Claire's music, and like half of them never got there because apparently somebody in the post office didn't like our political points of view, and the mail was being intercepted and destroyed. Now, if you want to mail a donation to Republic Broadcasting, the address is, grab your pencils and pens, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. The city is Round Rock in Texas, 78664. And you can go to the Republic Broadcasting website, and if you click the little tab at the top that says donations, the address is there as well. And again, every little tiny bit helps. Rick, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Aaron in Texas. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Aaron, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir. I just have something to say about the media, the mainstream media. Every time these bankers are caught, you know, they're never jailed. They're never prosecuted. They get like a little slap in the hand, and that's it. Why is it that the mainstream media don't report on this? Are they part of the system as well? Like, I know they are, but are they also like unaware of what's going on, or are they just acting stupid?
Oh, they're aware of what's going on, but first of all, we don't call them the mainstream media anymore because polls are showing the majority of Americans are coming here to the independent media to find out what's going on. So we call them the corporate media. We're the new mainstream right here. We're the high ground in the war for the minds of America. Aaron, I'm going to have to ask you to sit there for a brief commercial break. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Aaron in Texas right now. And Aaron, the reason the corporate media is absolutely not going to tread on the toes of the bankers is, where do you think the corporate media goes to for its funding to build those studios, buy those transmitters and cameras and the rest of it? And the fact of the matter is that in this era of variable rate lines of credit, all a bank manager has to do is call up the owner of a TV network and say, you know, if you report on this bad dealing here, you know, we'll lower your credit rating. That'll drive your interest rates up on your credit line, and we'll just crush you that way. We've seen that kind of pressure before. If you remember back during the Franklin scandal, which was another of these seemingly endless pedophilia scandals involving the government, there was a documentary that was all set to air on PBS. And the U.S. government, members of Congress, went to PBS and said, if you dare air this, we will rewrite the laws for television to make it impossible for you to operate. And they, these right. kind of things go on. So nobody's going to stand up to the bankers as long as the banks are holding the note on whatever their business happens to be. The money power is ruling this nation right now. And that's why neither the corporate media nor the government will dare really stand up to them.
Like, I remember I saw this article on that CNN back in the day. I don't know exactly what year, but there were, the man was pretending, the news reporter was pretending to be in Saudi Arabia. When really he was in some little studio that he got busted on.
You could see the green screen. There's a lot of fraud going on in the corporate media. They're not in the business of reporting what's going on. They're in the business of manufacturing the propaganda to get you to go along with, buying a higher price mortgage, buying vaccines, buying a new car, buying this, buying that. It's really what it's all come into. And there is a great deal of fraud in the corporate media. We've caught them at it time and time again. And that is why the American people, who are becoming quite skeptical, and that's a healthy thing, they're looking for reasons not to believe what they're hearing on the corporate media or coming from the government. And, of course, once you start looking, you will find reasons not to believe the official story. That's what that backlash against the claim that Assad was gassing his own people with sarin came from. And it seems to have taken the corporate media and the government entirely by surprise that the American public didn't buy that story.
Nope. And thanks to people like you, we were actually able to hear the truth. And I want to go ahead and let you go, Michael, because I'm pretty sure you have other callers. And thanks a lot, and thanks for sharing the truth out there.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your kind words of support. It is now being reported. Yesterday we were talking about one of the many disasters created by Obamacare had to do with volunteer fire departments across the United States of America. Large cities have taxpayer-funded, supported, full-time professional fire departments. For smaller towns, they're usually volunteer departments where there'll be a firehouse and trucks and so forth, but the firefighters have other jobs, and when they hear the siren, they rush in and jump into the truck. But these small volunteer fire departments are required to provide health insurance coverage for those firefighters in case there's an accident or injury of some kind. And somebody pointed out that the skyrocketing costs of health care insurance might put these volunteer fire departments completely out of business, leaving these small towns without any fire protection whatsoever. Now we're hearing that there is a bill introduced into Congress to amend Obamacare, to tinker with it, in order to protect the volunteer fire departments. And this is a good thing, but it's also signaling the end of Obamacare. Because now they're starting to go in and sort of chip away at Obamacare. Oh, we can't hurt these people. We have to have a special dispensation or an exemption for this group over here. We have to save this group over here from the deleterious effects of the legislation. And they're going to start whittling it away until finally Obamacare is really just a thin shell. And I'm sure the part that will be left intact is you, the American people, must buy more expensive insurance with much higher deductibles so that the insurance companies will reap, by their own estimates, $200 billion of absolute pure profit, out of which the government gets a piece of the action in taxes to try and dangle in front of borrowers to prop up this little Ponzi scheme a little bit longer. But when they start changing the rules so that Obamacare applies over here but doesn't apply over here, you know it's the beginning of the end of the whole concept. Now, over in Detroit, they're already talking about under the bankruptcy that pensions are going to be slashed. Now, the emergency manager who's been appointed to take care of Detroit's finances is saying he's just going to take over the pension fund and spend it how he sees fit to try and take care of those creditors, those poor struggling bankers, you know, that they're owed so much money. And they're basically, again, they're going to rob the poor to give to the rich. We need a new Robin Hood here, because it's at this point in the story that we should start seeing some arrows sticking out of the rear ends of some of these money junkies here. We're going to grab a phone call here. Ron in Missouri. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I would just like to remark, it's kind of I think it's kind of strange. All these security people are supposed to be so sharp to protect the prisoners, all these head of states. They have a guy sign languaging. How many languages? 50, 60, 80, 100 languages at one time? He knows all these languages, and nobody puts them together. How does this one guy know all these different languages all one time?
And he was just making it up.
I know, but the security people don't even recognize this guy. It has to be a fraud knowing all these languages all at one time.
Well, look at that couple that got their 15 minutes of fame by getting into the White House just on a complete hoax story, and they got to go in and meet Obama and Michelle, and they weren't a threat to him, but it was still an embarrassment for the Secret Service that these people got past him. Of course, the Secret Service are often told not to look too closely at people, and this goes back to, again, the Clinton administration, when Jorge Cabrera, a known cocaine smuggler, got to get his picture taken with Hillary Clinton in front of the White House Christmas tree because, hey, he was a really good Clinton financial supporter and nobody really cared what it was he did to get that money. And so, you know, it really is, it's kind of selective, and there are cracks in that kind of selectivity. They're going to let certain people in there. And again, this sign language guy was just a hoaxer and he's harmless. But it does tell you that this incredible security around these world leaders isn't really as rock solid and tight as they like to portray it is. There's a great deal of fraud. You can't get to the president. In fact, there have been a number of programs on the educational channels, and I use that term lightly, over the last several years about how solid the security is, and they've got, you know, the beast, the armored limousine, and how effective the Secret Service is, and it turns out they're not always all that good. It's just part of the bluff to discourage people from even trying. And you shouldn't try, because they will shoot you dead. Everybody be polite here. And which reminds me, of course, it's 9 days until Obama comes out here for his Christmas holiday, so we're expecting the Secret Service to start poking around us yet again. Talk about a complete waste of taxpayer money and time, because Claire and I are definitely not violently disposed, and I certainly don't want Joe Biden in the Oval Office. All righty, getting back to the NSA, one of the reasons Edward Snowden was under consideration as Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and I think he should have gotten it, because he effected a dramatic change in the world's perception of the United States government. And Time Magazine's Person of the Year is supposed to be that individual who, for good or bad, caused the most significant change in the world that year. And a lot of people are very unhappy that Time snubbed Edward Snowden, and they went with Pope Francis, who hasn't been Pope long enough to really do anything, but he's politically safe. We can make him Man of the Year, and it's certainly a lot easier to get a photo op with the Pope than it is with Edward Snowden these days. But getting back to the NSA, apparently the NSA has been using Google cookies to pinpoint users for surveillance and for cyber attacks. And they're still trying to recover from that revelation that the NSA has been invading the online gaming community. In fact, The Daily Show did a really fun spoof about it, about the, you know, NSA is in World of Warcraft. And we all know what's going on. These guys don't really have anything to do. They're not able to actually find real criminals and terrorists, and they spend their days playing World of Warcraft. And somebody said, what are you doing? So, I'm looking for terrorists in World of Warcraft. Really, this is a fertile training ground and covert communication mechanism, and I have to spend all day playing World of Warcraft to protect the United States. And somebody apparently said, oh, okay, sounds good, go for it. We got to take a break, Phyllis Schlafly, and some news, and we will be right back.